Welcome to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
And I'm just tired of it being 5:30 and he's like, hey, I'm still working at the house. And I can't complain because he's working at the house.
Yeah.
I'm ready to complain about things again.
And Liz.
I don't care about the moon landing. I've put no thought into it. I don't care about it. But there's a freaking Reddit thread about me and the moon landing. So I'm over it.
Your mom time off starts now.
Welcome back to the Carpool Podcast with a raspy Kelly.
Oh my gosh, you're raspy. And Liz, why are you such a raspy rasp?
I have no idea. I'm losing my voice. And also my new house is, spoiler, I'm in my new house. And we have to play with the humidity levels because it's very dry in here. Or I'm just getting sick. I couldn't tell you. I feel okay. I'm just losing my voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't sound good.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I look good, so I don't
feel good, look good, sound terrible. So we'll take it. I feel good, sound good, but look terrible. So,
we can't have it all.
We can't have
it all. We'd be too dangerous.
No, it's so true. Kel, what do we have today? We have kind of a fun episode.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just coming off my move in high.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should just give the roadmap.
Oh,
okay. Let's have you talk as little as possible.
Right. Okay.
So here's what we've got. I'll just let you guys know. We have a Merriam-Webster word of the day. We're going to talk about the move-in. The Stumpies are moved into their new home. How exciting. It looks amazing. We're actually recording from the new home because we moved all of our podcast equipment here. We have a taste drive, which I'm excited for. Industry news, ditch the drive-thru, and we have a special guest talking all about, it's actually one of the organizers that came and helped Kelly organize her kitchen, and she gives us some very good tangible advice on how to organize your playroom and your kitchen. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that. Okay, Liz, well, what's our Merriam-Webster word of the day, where we learn American words? So we can find one that rhymes with it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else I have today? Low-lift luxury.
Oh,
base model luxury.
I have a base model luxury, too.
Okay. Aegis.
It's got to be ageist.
Well, I'll tell you how it's spelled, because it's spelled weird. A-E-G-I-S. It's not anything like ageist, but Aegis is pronounced E-E-G-I-S. Aegis is a formal word that refers to the power to protect, control, or support something or someone. It is often used in the phrase under the aegis of.
So under the control of.
Yes. Yeah, so our children are under the aegis of us. That sounds so fancy.
I don't need anything that says it's the formal word for.
Yeah.
Nothing in my life is a formal word for anything. Not obsessed.
You, what's that one word you always say? That's your formal word.
Oh, granular.
Granular. That's the only formular.
I haven't been saying it.
That's the only formal word you have time for.
It's such a good word.
Such a good word.
One that is a word. But what's the informal word for granular? There's not one.
Yeah, there is. It's deep dive.
Deep dive's like a slang.
No, not really. If you think about it.
Well, anyway, I sound so bad, don't I?
You really sound bad.
Well, I'm excited because we're moved into my house. And you know what? It was painful. The move was painful.
Yeah, it looked painful.
Basically, the thing was our house was ready and we had the weekend. And Tyler and I just woke up. Actually, I woke up and I said, move the beds.
Yeah.
Because he had moved so much stuff out and I was just so tired of him being there. And I honestly didn't want to spend the whole weekend at our old house with my kids by myself.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do it. And he's working here, and don't get me wrong, I've been so grateful for it, but I've just missed him. And I'm just tired of it being 5:30 and he's like, hey, I'm still working at the house, and I can't complain because he's working at the house.
Yeah.
I'm ready to complain about things again.
Yeah. Man, and moving with kids is so hard.
No, it was horrible.
Because the weekend that you guys moved, obviously it's absolute chaos to move and you have stuff just everywhere and trying to organize it. And that in and of itself is so stressful. And then you add a Fred who everything he wants to grab and everything is dangerous. And this house isn't, you haven't lived in it. It's
no.
You don't know what he's going to get into. Like your other house, a child could not find a dangerous spot in that house. It was baby proofed. This one is like, oh, I didn't realize that you know, he could get into that. There's also not a rug, a carpet to be seen.
No, Fred is such, also, I'm sorry, I hate this age of kids.
Yeah, it's hard.
I just think it's like a really tough age. Like 9 months to 18 months, not for me, not my favorite. I think he's adorable. I threw the book, 'cause like, I think he's so adorable and so cute. And if I had nothing else to do except Fred, it would be so much different. But he is so hard to manage with the toddlers.
And especially when you can compare them, I'm sure, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, because Maddie and I, like, work into it. And I see what's annoying, but it's also so fun. Like, when Maddie comes home from work, James is
it's so
excited. It is just, like, such the light.
I shouldn't say annoying. I think this is the hardest age.
It's hard.
I think the new... They I think it's harder than newborn. I think it's harder than anything.
They can get into things. They're mobile and they need your attention 24/7 still. So like you're up and moving. You're not just like sitting there with them.
And they can't just like fall asleep in your arms anymore. It's like, where's the dark room and a sound machine?
Yeah, it's hard.
So, but it was just time to do it. So we did it and we woke up. We moved our stuff, moved the beds. We found some like high schoolers in our neighborhood to help. Unfortunately, both of our parents were out of town. Like, it was just, like, happened to be that weekend. So, like, I basically, me and Ashley just, she helped me, like, watch the kids all day and entertain the kids. And then we slept here that night. And it felt amazing.
I'm so happy for you. It feels like such a long time coming. And I'm just, like, really happy that you guys get to start this
journey. And now we're, like, what? So, we've spent, how many nights have we spent here? Three? Yeah. So, it's my fourth, like, day here. Feels like home. Feels like home.
Love it.
Here are my favorite things so far. Can I tell you three random things?
Yeah.
My Speed Queen washer and dryers, 10 out of 10. They're workhorses. They don't stop.
Love it.
They haven't stopped since we've been here. I'm obsessed with them. They do so well. They get everything wet. Like, they just wash everything so nicely, so quickly. They dry everything. They're just so simple. I love the sounds they make. I love everything about them.
Okay.
Love them.
You are the appliance influencer.
You have to get the Speedy Queenies. They're literally like they're industrial grade and I bet they will last me 20 years. I'll have them forever. Obsessed. Another thing I'm loving is our bathtub in like our bathroom has a wand.
Oh, like a wash wand? So smart.
A wash wand.
So smart.
Like if I was like redoing a bathroom or like building a house or something.
Yeah.
Like whatever bath you give your kids a bath in, if you can add a wand.
Yeah.
George was literally like, this feels so good. Like, my kids don't take showers. Like, they've never had, like, that sensation of, like, a wand on their head.
Well, and think about bathing, like a kid who's still in, like, a chair or even a baby. Like, no more pitcher with water.
It's no more
like
pitcher with water. Obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
That's smart.
And then my last one will be, I mean, there's so much I could choose. I mean, just the land.
Yeah.
I can't believe that like yesterday we sent like 100 pictures to our family chat because I just couldn't stop because like kids just kept being cute. And I was like, this is just a normal Monday for us now.
I know. It's so awesome.
It's already been such an adjustment. And Tyler told me this because like when we grew up, like we were like 5:30 dinner people. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And like Tyler was like a 7:30, 8 o'clock dinner person. So when we got married, like that was a thing. But then we ended up just eating dinner at 5:30. And like my old schedule.
You compromised and did what you wanted to do.
Well, it just ended up working out that way.
No, I
know. And then my old, like at our old house, it was like I'd pick the kids up from daycare. I'd start dinner. Dinner would be ready. Like we eat at 5:30 because no offense, there's like nothing else to do. Like we'll just eat dinner. Tyler was like, you're going to have to start getting used to like we eat dinner at 7:30 in the summers. And last night we didn't even eat dinner till 7:15.
Yeah.
The kids were just like, they didn't want to come inside.
That's so awesome. That feels
amazing.
Feels so good as a parent too. I mean, James isn't there yet, but that's how I feel. About my dogs, like when we take them to the farm and they run around and they're just driving home exhausted. Like there's no better feeling than like your dog or your kids just being worn out
totally
from playing.
Totally.
So very happy for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, Kel, I want to move on to our base model luxury.
Yeah.
Segment because I have two truly little luxuries in my life that I just like have to share. Number one is going to be the New York Times connections, Wordle, and mini crossword.
Hello.
So mom showed me this like months or a few months ago. She plays it every day. Sydney plays it every day. You type in connections NYT and it takes you to the website. It's this little game where you try and connect, like, it has, let's see, 16 words, and you put them into categories of four that, like, all match up. And it is so much fun. It's such a good brain game. And then once I finish connections, I go into Wordle, which certainly we all know what Wordle is, and which is where, like, you put a five-letter word, and then it says, like, you got this letter is in the word, but it's in the wrong space, or you didn't get any letters, or you got one letter in the right space. And then you get, I don't know, maybe six guesses until you get the right word. And then there's the mini crossword, which is a mini crossword puzzle. And I do it when I'm rocking James, like before bed. I do it like in a free moment in my car when I'm just not scrolling. It's just like something I can do on my phone that's not needlessly scrolling. And it is so great.
I'm on connections right now.
Yeah.
You only get to do three mistakes.
Yeah. No. You can't mess up. Sometimes I have to put it down and come back to it. Sometimes it's really easy and sometimes it's very challenging. I mean, I do not get it every
okay,
day.
Okay, so can I just like read this example? Yeah. So I'm on connections and it's like, oh wait, where did it go? Okay, so I'm thinking iron, oil, steel. Like those are all together.
Yeah.
But then I have to connect four?
You have to connect four.
There's nothing else. Ear, scope.
Sometimes they try and throw you off though.
So you don't think it's iron, oil, steel?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it, Kelly. I haven't played today. It's a lot of fun. It's what mom does to keep herself sharp.
Well, we got to be keeping ourselves
sharp. And to keep our brain moving. But it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So that is one. My next one is I have been making.
You're really excited about these.
Snack packs.
Yeah, you're excited about these.
I've seen them a lot on like Instagram and they just sound so good. You and I both have had a problem lately where we're just like constantly flying by the seat of our pants and we're always like driving around, like going to a dealership, or we're at your house one day, we're at my house one day, or we're whatever one day, and we always end up like eating out.
Yeah.
And
spending money
and probably not ditching the drive-thru. And when you're pregnant, I'm in like such a state where I just still have nausea kind of, so it's like if I get hungry and I don't eat something, I'm in a very, very bad spot.
Yeah.
So I started making snack packs. So I just grabbed a meal prep container that I already had. I've been doing cheese and crackers, grapes, maybe a cucumber or peppers with hummus. And I put it in my car. And if I get hungry, I have a yummy snack that I'm excited about.
Did you buy snack packs, like snack containers?
No, I've just used meal prep containers that I already had. Maybe I would eventually, but I wanted to see if I liked it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Before
and
I
reward
it.
Yourself if you, yeah. If you do good.
Yeah, because the ones I have are not the most effective snack packs, but I really want to try the one. If you like Pinterest adult snack packs or adult Lunchables, it'll give you all ideas. But a lot of people do like do you remember the Lunchable pizzas?
Yeah.
A lot of people will do that. So you'll get like a mini pita. They have cheese, they have pepperoni, and they have some marinara. And like on the go, you make your own little Lunchable pizza.
I really need to get into this. And I will get into this. I see that. I see the adult Lunchable.
Yeah. Just look up adult Lunchables. It's been really nice. It's also encouraging me to use my fruit and my vegetables that sometimes I buy and then go bad. Yeah.
And it's the thing that you said a while ago. It's like, feed yourself like you'd feed your toddler.
Feed yourself like you'd
like
feed your toddler.
Just grab a veggie and throw it in there. Who cares? It doesn't even always have to go together.
No, exactly.
Well, let's challenge ourselves to continue making snack packs.
Snack packing. You have low lift luxury?
Okay.
Or base model luxury.
I do. And like, I didn't think this, I thought this was something everyone did. And when the organizers were here, they were like, that is the most genius thing I've ever seen. Like, I'm telling you, like, I impressed the organizers.
Okay.
So whenever I cook, sometimes I make like a few dishes that require red wine or white wine.
Mm-hmm.
So like if it's like chicken piccata or like shrimp scampi or like my beef stew, like I add a little bit of red wine and I just buy the Shutter Home. Four packs.
Yeah.
To cook with.
Yeah.
That's the hack.
Oh, yeah. Mom does that.
That's where I got it.
Yeah.
People were like, that's so smart. So like they put it, they had it with my liquor and I'm like, oh, well, I cook with those.
Yes.
So they put it in my, like by my vinegars.
Oh, I see. That's smart. Yeah. No, that's such a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't intentionally buy them to do that. Sometimes I just buy them because.
Well, I also, no, I also like them.
No, I like them too. Like
they're good wine.
They're
it's the perfect serving.
I usually go for their whites. I don't know if I've had.
No, the cab's good, Liz.
I just
maybe I get the Pinot. I don't know. It's good.
I'm more of a white wine girl, but yeah, like if I just want a glass of wine, I'm not going to open up a whole bottle. It's going to go bad. So I just do this at our homes.
And if I want more, then I'll open up two.
Exactly.
No, I use them all the time. I also drink them, but like, you know, and right now I'm not drinking them. So yeah. I was like, no, but I'll cook with them.
Yes. No, that's very smart. Thank that's you. A good tangible.
Thank you.
It's tangible.
It's
thing
called
to
a
do.
Takeaway.
Okay, Gal, are you ready for our taste drive?
Duh.
So I was perusing the grocery store, just trying to find something weird and unhinged. And I found something weird and unhinged. And that's from Pepsi and from Dr.
Pepsi's
Pepper.
Pepsi's always up to freaky things. And isn't Dr. Wait, is Dr. Pepper Coke or Pepsi? Why do I feel like they're Pepsi? They are Pepsi.
Are they?
Let me
see. No, that sounds right. Because I feel like when you're like, oh, do you have Coke? And they're like, no, we have Pepsi. Then you're like, fine, give me Dr. Pepper. Right? I don't know. It doesn't say on the can.
Let's look up Coke products.
We really need to know.
Yeah.
It's a Pepsi product?
Yeah. No. No. No.
It's a Coke product?
Mm-hmm. I think. I can't get a straight answer.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I found Pepsi Mango, which sounds weird. Like Pepsi Cherry, Pepsi Creamsicle. Like there's a lot of things I would be down for. Mango, I can't fathom.
Pepsi would have never put them together.
Would have never put them together. And then I found Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut, which actually doesn't sound that bad. This one's
this one says
limited
edition.
This is insane,
Elizabeth.
What?
This is wild. Who owns Dr. Pepper? The answer may surprise you.
Okay.
Strangely, Dr. Pepper is only owned by Coca-Cola in its European and South Korean markets. Everywhere else, it's sold and managed by Keurig Dr. Pepper Company. This company also owns the well-known soft drink 7-Up. Despite being separate, both PepsiCo and Coca-Cola have played roles in bottling and distributing Dr. Pepper over the years.
Then who's Mr. Pibb? What does Mr. Pibb come into play?
What does Sierra Mist have to say about all of this?
What does Sierra Mist have to say? I'd be curious to know.
Okay, so we have...
Interesting factoid. So we have mango Pepsi, and Creamy Coconut Dr. Pepper.
I think I'm going to like both of these.
They also had diet versions of both, but I don't like diet sodas, so I got...
Okay, well, I do, so I'm glad you're going to leave these at my house.
All right, let's give them a try. Mango Pepsi is interesting.
To me, it's just another layer of flavor where it's not that I don't like it, but I didn't need it.
Didn't need it. It's not bad. It's not bad by any means.
I would grab a regular Pepsi over it.
I agree.
I don't like it. It's not bad.
It tastes like something familiar.
What does it taste like?
But I don't know what it is. And I don't know why, but I'm associating it with Christmas time, which makes no sense because it's a mango Pepsi.
No, it doesn't taste anything like that. Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
So I could only buy the 12 packs of these two.
They need to stop doing that.
Should you buy the 12 pack of it? No, you can pass it. But Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut. This could be good.
This could be really good. I love coconut. Yeah, and that's delicious.
That's good.
I would maybe get that.
I'm getting both Dr. Pepper and Creamy Coconut in that flavor profile. So,
first hits the coconut, then you finish with the Dr. Pepper, and it's really good.
But then the coconut comes back to stay.
No, that might be worth exploring.
Well, you have.
If you loved, I mean, I don't like buy Dr. Pepper 12 packs regularly in my life, but like if you do and you like coconut, I don't think those would go to waste.
Well, you have 11 of them in your fridge. So lucky you. Lucky you. Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
You know what I'm going to do with them?
What?
I am going to take both of these things. I'm going to put a cooler out on my fridge, on my porch.
Yeah.
And see if the mail people want it.
Yeah.
Because that's the way I can serve them.
Yeah. Can they make it up? I guess you have to go put it at, you have come in a long driveway or delivery people making all their way up here.
Yeah, they're making it all the way up here. Wow. Well, UPS didn't, but FedEx and Amazon have been. So I think it just like depends on who you know.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Maybe if word spreads though that I have Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut, they'll be making their way to my front door.
Yeah. No, that's actually really good. I'm like drinking it and I'm enjoying it.
Okay, let me try this one.
You can have the Pepsi Mango.
Pepsi Mango is trash.
Is it trash?
Yeah, it's trash. I'm ready to say that now. And today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Caraway. You guys, I am loving my Caraway pots and pans. I'm doing so much cooking in my new kitchen between finally being over the pregnancy nausea and having like a completely new kitchen. I can't stop using my pots and pans. Not only do I love how they look, but I love how easy they are to clean and cook with. Mm-hmm. You need minimum oil and butter because everything just slides right off. Plus, it is so much easier to clean up. Nothing's like sticking to the pan or like getting stuck or having to soak overnight. Everything just slides right off. I also love that Caraway pans are non-toxic. They are made without any toxic materials, and they are so well loved. In fact, over 65,000 people have rated them 5 stars, and we are 2 of those 65,000 mm-hmm. people, aren't we, Elizabeth?
Well, it's actually 65,002 because I haven't actually gone on their website and rated them, but 5 stars for me.
Visit caraway.com/carpool to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. The deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit caraway.com/carpool or use code carpool at checkout. Caraway non-toxic cookware made modern. And today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Rocket Money. You guys, I love Rocket Money. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscription, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Okay, I just feel like we're in such a subscription era. I mean, it's to the point where the cars are coming from us. I mean, how many times in industry news do we have a new car company trying to sell you some sort of subscription? You've got to be on top of your subscriptions and you have to be monitoring them. And that's where Rocket Money comes into place. Rocket Money has over 5 million users that has saved about $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And it saves its members up to $740 a year while using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/carpool. That's rocketmoney.com/carpool. rocketmoney.com/carpool.
Okay. Are you ready for industry news, Kel?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
Okay, Liz, this is what I picked for you.
Okay.
GM's EV batteries move closer to moon landing.
Okay, you know what? Guys, I'm not a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Oh, that's not what people are saying.
I know. I said it was a joke. First of all, I don't care about the moon landing. I've put no thought into it. I don't care about it. But there's a freaking Reddit thread about me and the moon landing. So I'm over it.
General Motors is one step closer to taking its electric vehicle battery technology to the moon. They were like, you know who doesn't want EVs? Earth. Yeah. Let's send them to the moon. NASA has selected 3 teams to continue developing a lunar terrain vehicle as part of its Artemis missions. A team led by Lunar Outpost includes GM, Lockheed Martin, and Goodyear Tire. Competing teams led by the Initiative Machines include Boeing, Michelin, and a couple other places, but I don't know. The lunar terrain vehicle will explore the moon's surface and extend the range astronauts can travel from their landing sites.
Wow, little cars.
GM is going to make it to the moon.
Love it.
Hopefully, the camera will be better. We can put any conspiracy theorists like Elizabeth to rest.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Maddie was like, Elizabeth, the moon landing definitely happened. And then I had to sit through a lecture on why the moon landing happened after I talked about it on the podcast. And then someone, I like posted that Maddie was like, it definitely happened. And then someone DM'd me and they're like, he was in the military. He's in on it. I'm like, ooh, maybe he is.
Is there things that Maddie isn't allowed to tell you? Yeah. Like you're not on the clearance level?
He has top secret security clearance. So yeah, no, there's things that I'm not allowed to know.
Well, don't let him tell you because you'll tell me and I'll know. So, like, I hope he's taking that serious. He takes that seriously.
No, he takes it very seriously.
Also, you don't want, I feel like you don't want to know.
I don't need to know everything. No. If he's not worried about things, I'm not worried about things.
Okay. This is kind of a crazy story. Tesla faces trial over Apple engineers' fatal autopilot crash. Now, Apple has nothing to do with this other than the fact that someone died who worked at Apple. So I thought the headline was a little confusing.
Yeah.
But okay, there's an Apple engineer was killed on his way to work, which is horrible, when his Tesla Model X veered off the highway.
What?
Tesla Inc. is headed for its highest profile trial yet over a crash blamed on autopilot, the driver assistance system Elon Musk has billed as crucial to his pursuit of self-driving cars. The electric vehicle maker prevailed in two previous trials in California after jurors found the accidents, one fatal, one not, were due to driver error rather than the company's technology. Each of these trials and more that are scheduled in the coming months in California and Florida clashed with Musk's mantra that Teslas are the safest cars ever made. Okay, so a little bit more about the...
Whoa.
So it was a 38-year-old Apple Inc. engineer who was killed on his way to work when his Model X veered off the highway and slammed into the roadside barrier at about 71 miles per hour. A federal safety agent's investigation of the accident found that Huang was probably distracted with a video game app on his phone while also pointing to the limitations with the autopilot system. Wait, who said that? A federal safety agent's investigation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the man's widow and children claim that their lawsuit, claimed that in their lawsuit that they believed the 2017 X model was safer than a human-operated vehicle, but it failed to perform as it could have. The family alleges that the autopilot software became confused and caused the car to swerve out of its lane because it had not been trained to detect barriers in areas where one highway merges with another. And see, here's what's really interesting about Tesla's autopilot technology versus like the GM and the Fords, like Super Cruise mm-hmm. and Blue Cruise technology. They use mapped roads. Mm-hmm. So like you can't just like use autopilot wherever you want. Like especially out here, like in good old Missouri, a lot of our roads aren't like mapped yet by mm-hmm. those companies. They're using mapped roads. So they know every curve of the road and they're using like their sensors and their cameras. Tesla's is not using the mapped roads to the extent that Ford and GM are.
Yeah. Wow. I mean.
There's so much. I don't like. And I also like that. Ford and GM also, they do not let you take your eyes off the road.
That's what I was going to say.
So much so that they track it. They can track your eyes. They can even track your eyes through polarized sunglasses. And if you are like looking down, they will say like eyes on the road or they will turn it off.
Yeah.
So then it's like, they're like, we are not responsible for this. You're not looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do think that Tesla's really tried to, I mean, they won't use the word autopilot. They won't use the word self-driving. They won't use any of that.
Yeah.
So it does feel like, I think it's spooky. I don't think we need it. I don't like anything about it. I just think there's so much.
It just feels like it veered off the road. Like, so it got confused and then it had to have happened so fast that he couldn't gain control over it. Like, that sounds like it was a...
Or it was driver distraction. I don't know. Like, I don't want to say one thing or the other, but I think either way, whether it was the car or whether the guy was distracted... It's just breeding unsafe driving. I'm sorry, we have too many people out there who, even if that guy wasn't doing it, there's some people out there who I just don't trust to have it. Now, I want to make a difference. Like, I've done the Blue Cruise and the Super Cruise. I feel like those operate so differently, and I honestly feel so safe with those. Mm-hmm. But there's also just, like, so much when it comes to, like, autonomous driving. And, like, you know, it's not that the technology's not there. The technology's there. But there's so many laws and regulations that had to be written, because like one example is like if you're driving on a highway and someone slams their brakes in front of you, okay, so just is the car deciding to hit that car or swerve over and hit the car next to you? Is the car picking which one to do it to?
Right.
And which one does the car choose?
Yeah. And then
so anyway,
I kind of can't believe that like manufacturers would even go there because of like the potential lawsuits that could occur.
Well, and I just don't, it's just so interesting.
It's like,
because
you don't want that blood on your hands, literally.
Literally.
You know? That's really sad.
And Liz, that was industry news.
Okay, well, now it is time for our interview with Amanda from To Be Organized.
Yeah.
You're going to love the tips that
she gives. Well, let me just say something. These girlies came and they've changed my life.
Yeah. Your kitchen looks amazing.
I would have never... It was such a good investment, and like I would have never put things in places they did. I'm so excited to cook. I'm so excited to pack lunches, and I just feel like I can breathe, truthfully.
Mm-hmm. It looks so good.
And they did tell me, they were like, I can tell you don't fall into consumerism traps. And I'm like, it's true. Because I didn't have a lot. I was like, they're like, you only have three bowls for your kids. And I'm like, yeah, three bowls.
Three kids, three bowls.
No, we need.
Well, you need a fourth.
Well, I should buy a matching set because none of my bowls match.
I know. At that point, you might as well. They all cut.
I don't know why I have such random dinnerware for my children. I just, it's just like you get things, you know?
And being an influencer too, you get sent stuff too.
Yeah,
I just, and then you like get like have random amount of stuff.
I like to like use, I just, I'll just like, I never forget this. Like I follow this one like sustainable person, and I'm not at all trying to say that I'm the sustainable person. But one of the things she said was like the most sustainable thing you can do is use what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think like, you know, if you want to like be sustainable or save money or whatever, you always think like, oh, I should get these like eco glass bowls with bamboo. And it's like, no, like use the plastic bowl you have. Like,
yeah.
You already bought the plastic bowl, sister. Use it.
Oh no, but I need to store all of my stuff in a aesthetically pleasing container. It's like, no, when your peanut butter jar is empty, store stuff in your peanut butter jar. I use the peanut butter I get comes in a glass peanut butter jar. So I've got like three of them now and they're so nice. Like I'll put my celery sticks in there. I'll put my carrot sticks in there. Really great for organization. Just like pesto jars, jam jars, peanut butter jars. Always buy. Yeah. When you do need to buy groceries in jars, I always buy glass ones because then I reuse them.
That's a good hack. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I am a walking hypocrite because then I also, they brought a bunch of organization stuff and like I needed it because I needed the clear bins.
Yeah.
But I will use mismatched bowls for my children.
Correct.
So that's called balancing it out.
No, it's give and take.
So I'm not doing everything bad. I'm just like doing some things unsustainable.
So anyway, it's time for our interview with Amanda.
Amanda, welcome to the Carpool Podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the thing about us is if you are in our house, we will make you come down and record a podcast with us. Amanda is with To Be Organized St. Louis. She's a co-owner of it. And she just finished my kitchen. And I said, hey, can you come downstairs for dinner? Don't worry, I won't ask you to organize anything except maybe your thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kitchen looks amazing. I came in on the tail end of it, just like while it was finished. And it looks unreal. But I'm sure it was a long process.
I have never, first of all, you guys brought a team. There was four of you. And you worked really well together. Like everyone just like knew what to do and like they were tackling a drawer at a time. My life has changed.
The professional organizer space is very interesting.
What do you mean?
Like it's such an interesting service that almost feels like it shouldn't be a service, but like it is because people need it so badly. But it's like anyone should be able to organize their own stuff, but they just can't. So they hire people to do it.
There's something about how many jobs do you guys do a week?
We pretty much work Monday through Friday most weeks. Some, you know, once in a while we throw an admin day in there, you know, once in a while. But
like you need that experience. Because I maybe like, you know, reorganize like my kid's sock drawer once a week.
Yeah.
And they're doing kitchen overhauls.
Yeah. So what do people most often ask you to organize?
I would say kitchens, pantries, and closets. Mm-hmm. It's our most like used spaces that people are in and out daily.
Right.
That's where they find the most value, I think.
And what do you like organizing?
Well, earlier I was asked this and I did say playrooms, but I really do love kitchens as well. Mm-hmm. But as a mom, playrooms are fun for me because I'm just familiar with the space and like how kids function and how they work. And I really do find a lot of value in kids. They do so well with playtime when they're not thrown into a room like with toys all over the floor.
Yeah.
Like they really function well with structure. So we love doing that.
Do you have, because much of our audience probably has just absolutely destroyed playrooms.
Yes.
Do you have like any tangible tips for like some things you can do to like organize your playroom today?
Like something you can do today.
Yes. Okay. Today. Well, you can start by a bin, like just bins with, you know, kids obviously all can't read yet. Mm-hmm. So you could print just a little piece of paper with a car, a stuffed animal on it.
That's
and
a
just
good idea.
Literally tape it to a basket, a bin. And then they, you know, obviously can't read to keep things organized, but they really love organization. Like we have kids that give the best reviews ever when they come home.
No, my kids would love to put, my kids love to group things together.
Yeah.
And I never thought to just, what if I just print it off like a picture.
It's like put your toys away. You know where they belong because they're on the bins. It's almost a game.
That is such a good idea.
Look at the picture. Yeah, it's fun.
And matching. Do you? Yeah. Okay. What about kitchen? What's your best kitchen tip?
My best kitchen tip. So, the way we look at kitchens is we look at your appliances and then we like work around from there. So like, for example, your dishwasher, like you don't want your silverware when you're taking, you know, putting it away all across the kitchen. Like, so we try to like really look at like your, we zone. So there's zones in your kitchen. So look at it like zones and then work from there. And so, you know, obviously you want your spices and your oils around your your stove and your plates and dishes, the things you use the most by your dishwasher. So yeah, try to zone it out.
I was really impressed with how, like, when we were designing our kitchen, we got like, we almost considered doing all these like kitchen organization built-in things. Like, and one, they were so expensive. And like the things that you guys brought from Amazon that like took a cabinet that would have never worked for those things and made it the perfect thing for that cabinet was, I just felt like the products that you guys brought were genius. I have them all linked on my Amazon because it's really just like I wish I would have in my last kitchen, like invested more time in like looking at products when it's like, what do I want to put, like, especially like you said, like if you want to put your silverware there because that's where it makes sense, or if you want to put, like, we ended up putting my Stanleys next to the fridge because then I'd fill up my water from there,
right?
But like where that cabinet was like, oh, how are we going to store them? Well, we found a thing to store them in and then put them in the cabinet. It wasn't that hard.
Putting the water bottles in the Lazy Susan thing was such a good idea, because I actually need to do that with like my baby bottles, because I try and like shove them all in a cabinet and they always fall over because they're like all jopled up, and it's just like, it is such the bane of my existence, my baby bottle situation. I need you guys to come to my house.
Lazy Susans are a hack.
Lazy Susans are such a hack. How many do you
think we use? I think we used six. So
in all different areas.
And you can be use them in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Like I said, baby bottles. We've used them for alcohol, like on the top of like a cabinet over a fridge. You know, those big, deep cabinets that you never get to, put a spinner up there and you can now just, you know.
Yeah, it's good for, I think you said it, it's good for things that are maybe not at your eye level, a Lazy Susan, because you can still kind of, you know, reach and access everything. I'm obsessed. I can't wait to cook in my kitchen.
I'm so inspired.
We also just like, we did, I think we did a good job like paring down and purging. And there's something about like when you see everything that you have, you're like, okay, well, if I'm going to use a 9x13, like you need one, you need one more. You don't need six.
No, certainly not.
I just, I'm telling you, and it's like, it goes back to my wedding registry. Like, I just registered so poorly.
What a shame.
Okay, whatever, Elizabeth.
No, I know. Like, I get that, though. I did, too. I have so much stuff that I will never use. But it's just, like, in the time, you're like, maybe I do need 16 champagne flutes. Like, I don't, like, you don't know what you don't know.
Well, but now that everything is, because I used to have so much of that stuff, like, in my basement at storage. Literally, they can attest to this, collecting dust. Like, there was crickets found and things. Now it's like, you know what? Maybe I will like pull out my serving tray and I will put like our burgers on that instead of like
a cutting board.
Because of my cookie sheet.
Yeah.
And that's what Tyler said. Tyler's like, you need to start using this stuff. Like, just use your, if you have nice stuff, just use it. It's like that. It's just like that that trope of like waiting for like the Queen of England to come to use your china. It's like, use your china. If just you have, I don't even have
it.
China.
If you have it, use it.
Obsessed. Okay, Amanda, when you're not organizing, maybe you're cooking.
Right.
What would be your easy dinner recipe to mix it up to get people out of their dinner rut?
Okay.
It's a long day. You just did the Car Mom's Kitchen. It was filthy.
Yeah. So
what are you going to make your kids for dinner?
My go-to with my kids, because I've got a 12 and 11-year-old, my go-to is breakfast for dinner. Pancakes. Like, I always have pancake mix.
Always.
Always have eggs. I can throw together some eggs and pancakes. Maybe might have some bacon. Who knows?
Bacon, but, sausage.
But yeah, a breakfast
for
dinner.
You always have pancake mix.
Yeah.
And it's shelf stable.
Yep.
And then it's a thing. It's like, oh.
And the kids love it. It's,
we're having
it's
breakfast
for dinner. It's not like you're doing pork chops and green beans and they're mad.
Yeah. They get so excited for it.
They get so excited for it. Breakfast or dinner.
Yeah.
I need to do that more. I never do it.
I don't either. Well, and it's got everything you need. It's got, with, if you do eggs and like sausage or bacon, you've got your protein, you've got a carb, you can throw some fruit in there. Like, it's actually a very balanced meal. So it's like perfectly fine for dinner.
And I also think it'd be a good meal for, because there's some days where it's like, I want to, like I gave her some of the Primal Kitchen buffalo sauce. I was like, I love this stuff, but it's hard for me to use because I'm not always making stuff for the kids that like they, but it's a good thing to make because it doesn't take that much extra work or ingredients. It's like, if you want to make something fabulous for you and your husband,
yeah,
then feed the kids pancakes in it. I really believe in that because I'm not going to only eat bland food for the next 10 years until my kids develop some taste.
Yeah. No, that's so true.
You can eat breakfast for dinner and some, I'll cut you up some berries.
Yeah.
We're having buffalo chicken.
Love it.
Obsessed. Okay, Amanda. Well, thank you for joining. Sorry, thank we literally.
You did great.
No, you did.
You did good. Great for good. Us not prepping you at all.
It's been such chaos. Like, I mean, you know how, like, the thing is, like, if you're around me, like, and I'm filming, it's like, we're only doing one take. Always be ready. There could, it's like the paparazzi.
Yeah.
I like to give people a taste of what it's like to be paparazzi. Mm-hmm. And you guys did really good. So thank if you. People live in St. Louis, they can go to Be Organized St. Louis Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or I guess you guys have a website.
Yes. tobeorganized.com. Then you can find the St. Louis location. But yeah, Instagram, you can find us on there.
And you guys do you offer a variety of services. Like you can tackle like one space. They do like moves.
Yes.
Probably should have got you more involved a little earlier.
Yeah.
Probably would have saved me some me and Tyler some headaches because we in a way we made it way harder, I think, than it had to be. But it all worked out.
Yeah. It all worked out.
It all worked out. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining. And we will, everyone, thank you for listening.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly and Liz. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed riding with us, tell everybody you know. There's room in the car for everyone.